34,000, that is the number of houses that the ESRI say will be built here this year, way short again of the government's own targets. Just over 30,000 were built last year. Their social homes targets have also been missed in the past number of years. The government says it will build 300,000 new houses by 2030, but that seems unlikely. We're joined in studio this morning by Paul Mitchell, who is director and co-founder of construction consultancy firm Mitchell McDermott. Paul Mitchell, you're very welcome. Good morning. A little bit of background maybe just on your company and who your customer base is.
Yeah, we're an independent firm of project managers and quantity surveyors acting in Ireland and across Europe. But in Ireland, about 50% of our business is residential. So we act for government departments, we do research reports, and we act for private developers and state bodies delivering housing.
So that number by the ESRI, which was published yesterday, 34,000, is that projection tallying with your own?
It is. It's slightly higher. We have a detailed report coming out in 2 weeks' time, but we've taken the 69,000 commencements from last year, which is double the normal, right? And it was due to levies. If you map that figure forward, that gives you 50,000 completions, which are not going to happen. If you then overlay what normally happens, that figure gets you to about 35,000 units. But out of that 35,000 units, we know there are schemes there that are not going to be delivered. So we think it's going to be somewhere between 32 and 35. But one of the biggest things that's affected schemes since, you know, we brought out a report in January, we looked at housing output. But since then, schemes that were being delivered by approved housing bodies have lost their funding. Mm-hmm. There are schemes that are actually complete and can't be handed over because the approved housing body no longer has the funding. And in a state where we are at the moment, where the private sector funds are no longer operating, hopefully they will come back, but they're no longer operating, we are very dependent on the state. And what the state are saying is, we've pumped in 6 billion into the housing. We're done. We don't have any more money to put into it. But we will see that number this year directly impacted because people thought they had that funding, approved housing bodies thought they had funding, and they don't.
So the target of 300,000 new houses by 2030, that's less than 5 years. Is that pie in the sky?
You know, in January we said it was achievable if you change certain things. We have not seen those things. Right? We have not seen, we were expecting to see emergency type measures come out. We were expecting to see the MPF pushed up. Like, there is some positive. We hit our first quarter or 2% up on last year. The MPF was issued.
The MPF?
The National Planning Framework, albeit late in April. And a lot of discussion about new departments and Housing Activation Office. But we need action now. One of the simplest things the government could do right now is, we know for a fact there are 69,000 commencements last year. That means the schemes have funding or have planning permission and could start to build. We know they're not going to be built for reasons of funding, agreeing who's going to buy them, infrastructure connections. And if you were to start there immediately with the Housing Activation Office, just go through that list. We've done it. There are about 20,000 line items, and you go through that schemes and you talk to those developers and say, are you going to deliver those 100 units? No, I can only do 20 of the 100. Why? How can we help? And instead of the state paying an average of 450,000 for a unit, pay the 100, pay the gap. And instead of getting one unit, you might get 8 or 10 units. And that's a simple thing, but we need, it can't be business as usual.
So when you hear the minister announcing a planning permission extension of 3 years, is that good? Or will that make any difference?
It's very positive. It's something that we called for in January. But my question is, why wasn't that January? Why wasn't it last year? It's a simple mechanism. And it's not, it's announced. It's been brought to Cabinet. Everything is in a few weeks. We will likely get some decision. We're waiting for the National Development Plan. That's July. We'll be lucky to get that by the summer recess. Mm. Nothing happens until September. We're in Q4. We've lost the year.
You talk there about all of the things that you wanted to see happen from the start of the year. Ishka Éireann will be before an Oireachtas committee today saying they need an additional 2 billion euro to deliver the water services just to meet the housing targets. Hmm. Where's that going to come from?
Like, we have an Apple windfall of 14 billion. can we use the 14 billion to invest in infrastructure? We can't keep talking about housing. Uisce Éireann have been up front and centre over the last number of months. There's report after report every week. It's great to see them come out and say it, as opposed to not saying, because we can see it on the ground with private developers, with state bodies who can't get connections. And we can't expect to have housing if we don't invest in infrastructure. And I'm glad to see them come out and say it. Okay. But an ESB will be right behind them. We have an infrastructure deficit in this country.
Thank you very much for coming in to talk to us about this latest stage in the housing crisis in this country. Paul Mitchell, director and co-founder of construction consultancy firm Mitchell McDermott. It's 7:31. This is Morning Ireland.